This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, September 18th. Brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Air District Bill fails. Roadside solar to preserve ag land. DPR fumigation deal, fair and balanced. And McCaleb heads to Oakland in wake of contract ratification. Bill challenging Valley Air District fails. For several years, Assemblymember Joaquin Arambula of Merced has lambasted the Air District in the San Joaquin Valley for perceived failures to hold polluters accountable. His most recent challenge to the district, AB 985, failed to gather the final votes to pass out of the legislature in the waning hours of the 2023 session. Arambula immediately turned his frustration to Assemblymember Cecilia Aguiar-Curry, who presided over the floor hearing as Speaker Pro Tem, arguing she did not allow enough time for votes. AB 985 would have audited the district over its selection of businesses eligible for emission reduction credits. Democrats in neighboring districts opposed it. Arambula later narrowed the bill's scope to no longer affect the pricing or availability of the credits. Air quality advocates speculate the bill tanked because Arambula had attempted to seize the speakership earlier this year before Assemblymember Robert Rivas took over. Can solar preserve farmland? The legislature has passed a measure that would task agencies with examining the potential for installing solar panels and other renewable energy infrastructure along highway medians. According to Assemblymember Damon Connolly of San Rafael, who championed the measure in the Assembly, the concept would avoid developing agricultural land for large solar farms. He cited a recent study that found 5,000 acres of suitable land along roadways in three Southern California counties, which could support 1,000 megawatts of solar generation. Now keep in mind, the Department of Water Resources and the Turlock Irrigation District are experimenting with solar panel canopies over conveyance canals. Remember, Connolly had other ideas for highway roadsides. He had proposed to bar the State Transportation Department, Caltrans, from applying glyphosate and other herbicides along roadways. That bill, however, was held in the Senate Appropriations Committee earlier this month. DPR fumigation settlement, fair and balanced. Last week, the Department of Pesticide Regulation put the fumigation service Trical, Inc. on a two-year probation. The two parties had reached, quote, a fair and balanced resolution to the administrative action. That according to a statement Trical issued to AgriPulse. The company reasoned the deal, quote, ensures the continued proper, safe, and effective use of pesticides while maintaining California's status as the nation's number one agriculture state. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robbo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.robboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robbo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Shutdown prospects grow ahead of September 30 deadline. Some House Republicans are openly predicting a government shutdown next month, that amid the party's divisions over a continuing resolution that's needed to keep agencies funded when the new fiscal year starts October 1. I am expecting a shutdown. That the word of Representative Nancy Mace, South Carolina Republican, as she told ABC News this week on Sunday. She downplayed the impact, noting that many essential government functions would continue even if Congress doesn't pass a continuing resolution by September 30th. But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told Fox News that shutting down the government was a losing strategy for Republicans. He said, quote, "I've been through shutdowns and I've never seen somebody win a shutdown because when you shut down, you give all the power to the administration." By the way, Mace also said she expects McCarthy to survive any intra-party challenge to his leadership that might occur. "I do think he will continue to be speaker, but I do think it's going to be a long, long rest of the year." House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York told ABC that Republicans should, quote, "stop fighting each other in the reckless, reprehensible civil war." Don't miss this. Nothing has been publicly announced yet, but USDA is said to be moving forward with plans to pump $2.5 billion into foreign market promotion efforts and international foreign aid. The money will come out of the Commodity Credit Corporation and relieve some budget pressure on farm bill riders. McCaleb heads to Oakland Port to emphasize labor agreement. Chief U.S. Agriculture Trade Negotiator Doug McCaleb is headed to the Port of Oakland this week following ratification of a new 6-year labor contract for union workers at West Coast ports by the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association. President Biden gave the Labor Department some credit for the deal that ended uncertainty at the ports that ship a wide range of ag commodities. McCaleb made the same point on Friday at an event hosted by the International Fresh Produce Association. He said, quote, "For me, it is a joy to see the Department of Labor get the West Coast port situation resolved." Oakland is key to farmers' ability to ship almonds, walnuts, rice, hay, and many other commodities to Asia and around the globe. Senators introduce ag and rural cybersecurity bills. Senators Mike Rounds of South Dakota and Catherine Cortez Masto have introduced two bills aimed at helping prevent cyber attacks on rural and agricultural businesses. The Cybersecurity for Rural Water Systems Act would add cybersecurity assessments and protocols to the Agriculture Department's Circuit Rider program, which provides technical assistance to rural water systems. Only about 20% of water and wastewater systems across the U.S. have some form of cyber protection, that according to a press release from Brown's office. The Food and Agriculture Industry Cybersecurity Support Act would create a hub to help agricultural producers obtain cybersecurity technology and hardware within the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. FDA could take samples at CAFOs under new bill. New legislation would give the Food and Drug Administration authority to conduct microbial sampling at concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. Senator Cory Booker, the New Jersey Democrat, Representative Rosa DeLauro, the Connecticut Democrat, have introduced the expanded Food Safety Investigation Act. It would allow for the sampling, quote, "as necessary to facilitate a foodborne illness outbreak investigation, determine the root cause of an outbreak of foodborne illness, or address other public health needs." The lawmakers cited connections between cattle operations and contamination of lettuce in the past foodborne illness outbreaks. Mitzi Baum, CEO of Stop Foodborne Illness, said, quote, "The fact that these officials do not have access defies logic and flies in the face of consumer protection and food safety. Regulatory authorities must have access to these farms to conduct root cause analysis investigation." Finally, here's today's He Said It. The Republicans of today reject the idea that pollution is bad and clean air is good. That Governor Gavin Newsom, in response to oral arguments in court cases challenging California's gas car ban and other regulations. Newsom pointed out that then-Governor Ronald Reagan established the Air Resources Board and former President Richard Nixon signed the Clean Air Act. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, September 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.